Our memories of Christmas are but a small part of a great legacy. Over 2,000 Christmas Eves have passed, each one filled with prayers for peace on earth. And over 2,000 Christmas Days have dawned, each one bringing joy for people of goodwill.
But there was a time before the first Christmas memory was born. There was a time when Christmas was only a prayer and a prophecy. It was a flame that burned from the altars of temples and in the hearts of God's people. Joy was a promise waiting to come true.
Prophet Isaiah, you will walk in darkness, you will see a great light. You who live in the land of the shadow of death, a light will dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. Your light has come.
Fear not, O Israel, for there is peace still to come. A word to break the silence, a promise yet to bloom. A promise to redeem us, one to free us, break the silence, end the violence in our hearts.
Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and call him Emmanuel.
Emmanuel is sure to find us soon. A mighty root of Jesse, star of truth, and bring our sons to glory. Tell his story, heal the broken.
You, Bethlehem, though you are small, out of you will come a ruler whose greatness will reach to the ends of the earth.
A star will guide us to the humble place where Christ the King reveals his earthly grace, and we will sing Emmanuel, God is.
Hallelujah, Emmanuel.
The prophecy would be fulfilled. The promise would come true. Joy was about to be born into our waiting world.
There was a virgin who would conceive. Her name was Mary. She would make a long journey to the ancestral city of her intended. His name was Joseph. They were forced to take shelter in a simple stable when they arrived in the crowded village. Its name was Bethlehem. And there, the Son of God was born.
His name was Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ was born, and heaven's joy could not be contained. High over Bethlehem, angelic music filled the skies.
Stars so bright.